When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, today on the Wink Martindale Show, he's featuring a vintage interview with Nat King Cole. So all week, our Rick has been playing mystery songs from Nat King Cole. Okay, this is Roll Out Those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer. Is that the title? The whole thing? The whole thing.
That's a long title.
Yes. Those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. We're ready for summer. We could take a little summer.
That summer could always be here.
No, I don't wish summer could always be here. Thanks, Rick. That's a good one. Nat King Cole, what a talent. Didn't know he could sing. He was a piano player. Oh, well. we all are something else, aren't we? Okay, we started off our senior moment with our good friend Alan Jensen from Neurovitality Center. And here's the next stage of life for many of us. Lisa Stanford is back from
Dementia Help Center.
We were learning lots of interesting things. Pick up where Alan left off with his Desert Memory Club.
Desert Memory Club. That's, he has so many fantastic programs.
Really?
And I'm really excited to hear about this Parkinson's program.
Yes.
Because that is an underserved need for sure. For sure. You know, we have our Thrive support group.
Yes.
And I wanted to kind of talk about that a little bit to get into today's subject for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And we have an additional support group now that we've started in La Quinta. So we have a support group every Wednesday of the month. We have two in Indian Wells, the first and third Wednesdays. And the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month, we meet in La Quinta in Old Town.
First and third
in Indian Wells.
Indian Wells.
And second and fourth Wednesdays in La Quinta.
Great.
From 10 to 11:30. Sometimes it runs a little bit longer.
What do you do?
If you can't, you know, stay, you can get up and leave. What do? We support each other in the journey that is known as dementia.
This is the Thrive
okay. support group. It is definitely a journey. It has twists and turns and peaks and valleys. And I always say be proactive. Fear cripples, but knowledge empowers.
Yes.
And the more you come to these support groups, the more you get tips and tricks from other people in the same boat
as you. Are they for caregivers?
Yes.
What do you do with your loved one?
A lot of people will have a part-time caregiver or a neighbor that will come in and sit with the loved one for an hour and a half. And then this goes back to Valentine's Day and self-love.
Okay.
The best thing that you can do for the loved one that you are caring for is love yourself.
Oh.
You have to take that time for yourself. And it sounds crazy, but when you were raising children, you had a hard time getting in the shower, fixing yourself up, putting your makeup on. It's the same thing when you have a person that you are the sole caregiver for. You have to know when it's time to ask for help. And with spring break and winter break and that coming up, ask your kids, if you have children, even if they live in San Diego, Orange County, San Francisco, whatever, say, I need some help with Dad. I need some help with Mom.
I need a break.
I have not been sleeping. I don't have time to take a shower. I could use a couple days at home by myself. Can I bring them to you? Can you take care of them for a few days? If that's not possible, you don't have family members, we have resources where there is respite care available, where you can send your loved one for a few days to a week, and they have care 24/7, and you can get back to being you. You have to find that time for yourself.
You've taught us over the years, you and what's her name? Kay.
We know her name.
It's a senior moment that the caregivers, I'm not sure what the statistic is now, but they die at a much higher rate than the loved one.
Well, 70% of all family members, 70% caring for a loved one with dementia, will develop a chronic or life-threatening condition.
Yeah,
it could be cancer,
heart.
All of these things can happen when you are giving 110% of yourself 24/7.
With no respite.
Yeah. Know when to ask for help. And also even just emotional support. And you might find that some of your friends pull away because they don't know what to say. They don't know how to react. Our Thrive members have told us time and time again how lonely they are because the person that they love maybe can't communicate the way they used to. They don't laugh like they used to.
And you know what?
And they're lonely.
The caregiver gets resentful.
Yes. And as much as you try to be patient and kind, you do get resentful. This is why I say that Thrive group is so fantastic, because people supporting you are people who are going the same journey that you are.
Think about it. When we had our babies, we were younger.
mm-hmm. we had a little more patience. Mm-hmm. I was 20 and 22, and then I was 42. I don't know how patient I was.
No. No one snuck in there.
Yeah. He's my darling, isn't he? But you had patience. Now, if you've got an elderly parent, you're probably middle-aged or more.
Yes.
And patience is a different quantity.
Yes. And, you know, something that I tell a lot of our Thrive members, too, that I've learned from personal experience with my family with dementia and Alzheimer's, and it sounds crazy when you're so stressed out, you have to keep a sense of humor because you cannot take everything so seriously. Like, they'll do something crazy, and you think, well, why are they doing that, or why did they say that? You just kind of have to play along with it. One of the best educational tools besides a support group, Kay's book, Pathways, A Guide for Dementia and Alzheimer's Family Caregivers, was my Bible when I first started this journey with my dad. And it became, it was my go-to book.
I think there's a lot in it that applies to all aspects of life, not just dementia and Alzheimer's.
Oh, absolutely. It'll give you a checklist of what you should have taken care of as you age, your power of attorneys, your healthcare power of attorneys, all the legal things. It just simplifies things so much for you. And it's a great reference tool.
What's the name of it again?
It's called Pathways, A Guidebook for Dementia and Alzheimer's Family Caregivers, by Kay Hammond.
I'll put it up on JoeyEnglish.com.
It's available on Amazon.com. Yes.
We had a question from a Joey pal for you.
Okay.
Okay, I have to read my writing. Okay, dementia / if you walk, you have a 50% lower chance of getting dementia. What did I mean by that? It was a question from a listener.
If you walk. Well, again, it goes back to fitness,
every day,
nutrition. You know, you're walking. If you're not a good walker, it affects your balance. If it affects your balance, you have falls. One of the symptoms also with dementia, if you're walking, if you're shuffling, your balance is off. So honestly, any of these things that you can do, again, we talked about this before with nutrition, eating your berries, getting your fish oil. All of these things that are a healthy lifestyle are so much better for your brain. The walking, again, keep moving. Keep going.
You said it, no, maybe it was Kay, because you missed us for a few months, that you could tell about the beginning signs, or one of the beginning signs of dementia was a change in your walk.
In your gait,
in
yes.
In your gait.
Mm-hmm.
Shuffles.
Yeah. So your listener question is spot on.
Okay.
And if you can
maybe
keep
that's
that up,
what they meant. We don't know if they meant exercising by walking every day or if they meant a change in your walk.
Yeah, walking every day obviously is good for your heart. Yes. It's going to be good for your balance. It's all good.
Do you have something else to tell me? I interrupted you a little bit. Mm. Curtain number one was the Thrive Support Group, every second and fourth Wednesday in La Quinta, every first and third Wednesday in Indian Wells. Curtain number two is the Valentine's Day theme of self-love, particularly for caregivers who get lonely or resentful and keep a sense of humor. And curtain number three is Kay Hammond's wonderful book called Pathways. Do you have a curtain number four?
I do. It's www.dementiahealthcenter.com. You can find all this information there, and you can register for our support groups. Oh. They are no cost, and we just ask that you let us know that you're coming so we kind of know how many people are there. And you can reach us, Dementia Help Center, at 760-636-6355. And we are available all the time to help you, individual family counseling.
And we've got 2 minutes left. Take a minute and talk about how you can help when you've been a caregiver for a long time and now it's time to be a care manager, how Dementia Help Center can help place someone.
We are available for personalized planning, for care management placement, and advocacy. We have contacts with some of the best homes in the valley. We're constantly checking the state reports to make sure they are safe and clean and loving homes. And we can assist with filing for benefits that you may qualify for, which would be VA aid and attendance if you have long-term care insurance or Medi-Cal.
And that's a big thing, because you've told us that care can be up to $8,000 a month.
Oh, yeah. I placed someone last month for $3,800 in a beautiful, loving home, and I've placed clients in houses for $7,000.
Yes.
So depending upon the budget, and we are more than happy to help you when it's time to place, and we're happy to help you and support you on the journey.
And the thing you taught me, and I know it came from you, if you've been a caregiver with someone in your home and you're suffering with all of those things we talk about, feeling lonely, resentful, and you've lost your sense of humor, it's time to become a care manager.
Yes. Direct other
Don't
people.
Feel
get
guilty.
Help.
Yes.
Get help.
It's always nice to have you here. Thank you,
so
sweetheart.
So good to be here. Thanks, Joey. Thanks,
Thank
Rick.
You. Okay, Joey Pals, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.